If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to making buying decisions, what do I pay attention to? I pay attention to how many different problems a product is trying to solve, claims to solve, because they are trying too hard. Now, most things, most problems, admittedly, cannot be solved with one skill, one tool, one push of effort. You need a set of tools, a set of skills, and efforts invested in the right amount and in the right order. But tell me, can you tell a first grader to fix the leaky toilet, or to cook a three-course meal? You wouldn't dare. But most humans alive on Earth don't have more skills, don't have more tools than a first grader. That is 7 years old, for those of you who don't know. What? Yeah. Maybe you read faster. Maybe you can add up faster. And you already have a credit card. Maxed out. But truth be told, you are not much more capable to solve problems than a 7-year-old. And if you are, congratulations. Maybe you are already on the 5th grade level? Wonderful. So most products I am railing against in this article need skills already in place, knowledge already in place, and you don't have those. But how about the Dr. Gandry Vital Red, or other incredibly complicated and good-sounding supplements? Health products? Have you ever listened to or watched his videos? I have, thus far, watched at least 10. What do they share, all of them? They are too good to be true. They are complex, complicated, impossible to knock off. And Dr. Gandry says they solve all your problems. A few years ago I would have fallen for it, in fact I have. Many times. If the product had all the ingredients in active and usable form and quantities. And when I muscle test, if the product you buy had all those ingredients in active form, then they would be a godsend. And also 7 times more expensive. So who steals the ingredients, who is the Ganav here? Dr. Gundry? The supplement manufacturer? Yes. Lol. I provide a service to my more astute clients that is priceless. I muscle test the supplement they want to take for them. 99 out of 100 tests for no. I don't spend the time asking why, but there are reasons. 1. The supplement doesn't contain what it says on the label. 70% of no's come from this reason. 2. The supplement contains harmful fillers or the components are not clean. 30% of the no's come from this reason. I have been taking probiotics, beneficial gut bacteria, for decades. The probiotic I have been taking for the past 3 years is now contains only 10% of what it used to, and even then it only contained half. So I was going on a quest to find another brand, or another product so I can poop. So far no chance. So far none of the more than 100 products tested yes. Darn. So I am on my own. No help is forthcoming. And that leads me to the next thing. What is the most important skill to learn and get really good at, if you want to be healthy? Have energy to put life into your years? To enjoy living. Not just survive day to day? Yesterday I had a conversation with a client who now has a metastasized version of the thing that is trying to kill her. She has been a client for a long time. But she neglected asking me about her health too long. So in the conversation I muscle tested what source says about her situation. Without the big bundle, a strong healing energy that is intelligent, she would reach the painful stage, the stage where most people would prefer to die, instead of the pain they need to endure. With the big bundle, nightly, she would extend this to 17 years. Nothing else changed. Just sleep with the audio on her ears. What else could she use? She could use what Dr. Gundry says, but not what he sells, his supplements. Use what she learned when planning what to eat. Polyphenols are important? No problem. Phytochemicals are important? No sweat. And this client can cook. On a scale of 1 to 10, she can cook on a level of 3. And she is considered a good cook. But there is level 4, 5, 6, etc. so she can learn to cook better. Differently. I am also on level 3 in the skill of cooking. So I also have a lot of room to grow. I have another client who is on the scale. At level 1. She thinks she can cook. Her and her husband's health says otherwise. The rest of my students are not even on the map. So what is missing for all three of us? Plants. Most of what keeps you healthy, most of what fights our modern diseases are plants. And we have forgotten as a species, how to cook those, how to include them in our dishes, so they are yummy. Instead, what I hear from clients is, they want to eat those raw. I remember some 30 years ago, at the time when the audio dead doctors don't like him out, I went and listened to a lot of sales presentations of supplements. They said that if you wanted to get enough iron in you, you would have to eat a mountain of spinach. So you are better off with this little pill that has enough of everything you want. Ugh. And I fell for it. And it wasn't true. I trusted my life to little pills. Who has time to cook? I said. And I didn't. For decades. Occasionally I would buy vegetables, and they would rot in my refrigerator, because I would not know how to make them something I want to eat. Cook or die. This past January I was at the end of my rope. I didn't feel up to life. My business was suffering. I was suffering. I was researching ways to end it all. I told my landlord that I was dying. Then in a private call one of my students decided to send me some money I didn't ask for. It did something to me. You see, they say, who? That if you made a difference with one person, then you didn't live in vain. That woke me up. Like a walnut tree that needs a little nudge here and there, I perked up and started to participate with life. Around the same time I watched a video on YouTube that flew in the face of everything I knew about cooking vegetables. I tested it out and yum yum, the result was tasty. And easy. And not time consuming. Also it didn't use any special equipment. So I started to pay attention to my eating. And my cooking. Because unless you are healthy, you are tired, stupid, depressed, and can't sleep well. I normally use, for the basis of the dishes I make, what I grew up with. Not in my mother's kitchen, but in daycare. My mother's cooking was already too rich for me. And made me sick, even as a child. Simple dishes, the kind of dishes peasants make, or used to make, for no occasion, just to eat. When I look on the internet, the dishes I eat have the qualifier, old-time mode, how my grandmother made it. Or simple. The rest of the recipes are fancy and probably the cause that people are getting fat, and getting quadruple bypasses, like my little brother. He graduated from culinary school, so he only cooks fancy. I occasionally buy a ready-to-eat tomato soup at Aldi. I add double of the soup's quantity of homemade bone broth to it, and then it is both lovely and not so darn rich that I have a heartburn for days from it. So yeah, if you want to get healthier, I recommend that you learn to cook. Not the fancy stuff you would serve to your guests, not appetizers, not even meats. But vegetables. I now eat 70% plant-based food, 10% grains and nuts. And only 20% animal food. Am I healthy? Not yet. I am healthier. I am rarely tired for more than a few minutes. And I don't have pain either for longer than a few minutes. I sleep better than almost ever before. My ability to walk, my muscle strength have improved, but not enough yet for me to be able to move. Move house. I only take individual mineral supplements, no combination. I take calcium, manganese, magnesium, and potassium. Occasionally. I don't eat stuff that is not on my food list, 99% of the time. But I attribute the health improvement to cooking, and wanting to improve my health to having an approved purpose in my life. That what I do makes a difference. So what should you take away from this article? 1. Anything that promises that without skills you can get the results is a lie. Even my energy audios don't promise that, and they are as close to needing no skills than drinking water. 2. Most commercially available supplements are bogus. If you ask me, I'll muscle test it for you, so don't waste your money on crap. 3. Your best bet, your best first skill to learn is the skill to learn to cook vegetables well. That's it. And what I didn't say above, consistency is key. Campaigns kill life. So don't be a campaign person. Find out where your health is at for free, and order food list, supplement list. For a fee. The coupon code is no strings no space, one word. Health measurements, lists. https://yourvibe.me/freehealth